Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. It's some figure, 111. That's the number of patients left without a bed at the Midwest's main hospital this morning, in yet another record high figure for overcrowding at University Hospital Limerick, with nurses describing the situation there as out of control. Our reporter John Cook is live in Limerick this evening. Tell us more, John. What seems to be the problem there? It's a long-running issue now at this stage.
Certainly is, Cormac. And the last time Drive Time visited the University of Limerick Hospital, or the regional Indora Doyle as locals know it, was just in November, when the record number of trolleys was 95, the highest ever in the country according to the INMO's trolley watch figure. That was broken again yesterday at 97, and again today at 111, a highest ever figure for the country. And it's become the norm here over the last 10 years or more to talk about overcrowding in this way. But just to put it in context, Cormac, 19 people are on trolleys in St. Vincent's in Dublin, according to those same figures today. That's the highest in any Dublin hospital. The number was 54 in Letterkenny and 49 in Cork. Limerick, 111. So the INMO is now calling for direct intervention from the HSE and the Health Minister in Limerick, as they say trolley numbers here are spiralling out of control. Hospital management use a different system of counting trolleys, but they say that at 73 on their trolley gar figures, it's still much too high. I spoke to a number of patients taking a break from their wait in the emergency department today, or family members waiting on them, including Mary, a mother from County Limerick, and first Seamus from Tipperary, who's been waiting for a bed himself since Monday.
I came in by ambulance on Monday with serious cramps and diarrhoea. That was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I didn't get seen until 3 o'clock in the morning. There was trolleys everywhere. I haven't got a ward or a bed yet.
So that was Monday you came in, and here we are on Wednesday still on a trolley.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay. And what's that like?
They're horrible. They're very uncomfortable. Can't sleep, so much noise. The staff are lovely, you know, and they try their best, but it's just crazy, you know. They need to open the other hospitals again, you know. Hopefully I get it fixed in Nina, you know.
They're going to move you now because they can't get you a bed here, is it?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so that's back to the hospital in Nina. They are using the other hospitals in Tipperary and Clare, but you think the problem here is because they downgraded services there years ago?
Yeah. Well, I had to get the ambulance from Nina. I come from Nina, so I had to get the ambulance from Nina to Limerick. Now I'm getting the ambulance back to Nina, which I think is absolutely pointless when I could have fixed in Nina anyway.
Basically, this place is a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. Something seriously has to be done. This is one of the most busiest hospitals all over. It's taking care of Ennis, it's taking care of Nina. Something really needs to be done. If you go into the back rooms there and you see people on trolleys there, some of them are there days, some of them are waiting to be seen. It's ridiculous.
What's been your daughter's experience? How long is she waiting now?
Well, she's only in there, let's say, maybe an hour and a half, but we don't know how long more she'll be there. Sometimes we've been in here and we've been waiting up to maybe 9-10 hours.
People expect delays when they come here now.
Yeah, it's a given. It's an absolute given. I don't want to come here. I hate this place. I absolutely hate this place.
So you're actually afraid to come here?
I mean, I don't want to.
Did your daughter get referred today? And what was going through your mind?
Basically, when she said, "Mom, I'm going to the regional," I went, "No, please, not the regional. I'll go anywhere but the regional." Uh-huh. No way. I will hate this place with a passion.
So she's been looked after well inside. I think everyone always says that.
Everyone gets looked after, but it's just the waiting game and the lack of, you know, consultants taking time with people and beds. We need this place to be opened up more. Even open up Ennis or Nina for a bit to relieve the pressure from here.
Okay, restore services that were removed years ago.
Yeah, restore it. I mean, at the end of the day, how many people's lives will it have to lose for us to get a decent service back here again?
That's what you think it'll come to?
Yeah. We're going to lose many more lives before anything happens.
Yeah, you really get a sense of the frustration and possibly the anger there. Patients and their families at Limerick's overcrowded emergency department there. What have management been saying, John, about this?
Well, Cormac, they say that more beds are the solution, even though nurses say an additional 100 last year have had little impact. But hospital management say that's down to growing demand with an older and more frail population in the Midwest, requiring more complex care in hospitals and for longer stays, putting even more pressure on those much sought after extra beds. They say their average daily attendance in the emergency department right now is 226. It was 251 in the 24 hours up to this morning at 8 a.m. compared to an average of 195 before the pandemic. They also say they've 129 staff on COVID-related leave, 58 positive patients in the hospital today, and a large number still recovering from COVID. But given the lifting of restrictions over the weekend, largely because our hospitals were not overwhelmed by the Omicron variant of COVID, I asked Clinical Director of the University of Limerick Hospital Group, Professor Brian Lenehan, why Limerick is so different.
COVID restrictions may well have been largely lifted in the community, but we still have a significant number of COVID inpatients in the hospital. Today in University Hospital Limerick, we have 58 COVID positive inpatients, and we have 86 across the hospital group, and we also have a large number of COVID recovered patients. So COVID, from an acute hospital point of view, has not gone away. And in some ways, you would think that the lifting of the restrictions has contributed into patients now feeling it's safe to go back to their primary care GP. It's safer to go to hospital. That's one of the things that I think are accounting for the increased number of presentations, because people are thinking that, you know, COVID is reducing significantly.
And yet your trolley numbers, are twice the number of any other hospital in the country. I mean, you have Cork and Letterkenny, maybe around 50 people today. 111, according to the INMO's figure, and I know you give a Trolleygar 73 figure today. Is it time for the Health Minister and the HSE to intervene here, for HICWA to inspect and review what you're doing here? Because this is always the most overcrowded hospital in the country, and has been for years.
As the Chief Clinical Director of the Hospital Group, I don't believe an external review is warranted. We have previously undertaken external reviews in conjunction with the INMO with regard to our ED and with regard to overcrowding. We have had recommendations forthcoming from that, and we have developed
changes. You had 100 more beds over last year, and the INMO nurses will point out to you nothing has changed. This is getting more and more overcrowded. Is it out of hand? Is it out of control, as they say today?
So the biggest change that's happened is COVID-19. So to say,
but it happened to every hospital, Professor Lenehan, with respect.
It did happen to every hospital, and I would not like to think the situation we would have been in throughout COVID-19 if we did not have the additional 98 beds. Is it out of control? It's not a situation we want to see, but you also have to realise we are the busiest emergency department in the country. We are the only emergency department within the hospital group, and when you are the busiest emergency department, if you do not have the bed stock and the capacity, this is the unfortunate consequence. And it is not something that I wish to defend. It's actually something I would wish to apologize to each and every patient who finds themselves on a trolley. I think my frustration with the trolley situation is palpable, but
maybe you want the Health Minister and the HSE to intervene, or HICWA to come and listen to you. So
I think the intervention is additional bed capacity, and there are plans underway for that when funding is forthcoming for the next 98-bed block.
That's Professor Brian Lenehan, Clinical Director of the UL Hospital Group, speaking to John Cook there. And as we've been hearing from John's report, there are 549 patients on trolleys nationally today, with 111 patients on trolleys in University Hospital Limerick. And that's the second day in a row where a national record has been broken by the hospital there in Limerick. I'm joined now by Mary Fogarty, who's the INMO Director of Industrial Relations for the Midwest, for more reaction on this. You're very welcome, Mary Fogarty, to the programme. What do you make of the situation in the hospital there in Limerick?
Well, the situation in Limerick has been ongoing for many, many years, Cormac. And we, pre-pandemic, we've had major concerns regarding the management of patient flow at the hospital. And on numerous occasions, we've written to HICWA seeking that they would inspect the hospital and put supports in place. The situation now is completely out of control. Our members tell us that they are embarrassed to have to go into work daily and face year after year, week after week, increasing numbers of patients on trolleys. There was some light at the end of the tunnel this time last year when 100 plus additional beds were put in place. They have made absolutely no impact on the volume of patients that wait on trolleys. They have run out of trolleys. Some of those patients in the last number of days are sitting on chairs for a number of days. They can't even lie down. It is completely unacceptable.
Does it present a risk to patients?
It presents several risks to patients and to staff. Risks in respect of COVID, whereby you have overcrowding and you have hospital-acquired infections rampant in terms of when you have overcrowding. And we know that the chief medical officer wrote on the 20th of January to the Minister for Health, advising him that data evidence from the week of the 9th of January demonstrated a continued and significant increase in hospital-acquired COVID infections.
So you're calling on HICWA to investigate. Would the Minister for Health have to direct HICWA to investigate?
Not necessarily. We've written to HICWA in the last 24 hours again. They have responded to us today advising that they are closely monitoring the situation and will come to a decision soon on it. But we have written separately to the Minister for Health, seeking that he would undertake an inquiry into patient management at University Hospital Limerick, because our members are firmly of the view, and they work on the ground there, that even if the extra 98 beds, and we all know additional beds are required in Limerick, but even if those 98 beds go up in the next number of weeks, if they were available, we're going to still have a problem in Limerick until patient flow barriers within the hospital are addressed and situation is supported to improve.
Not alone that your union is calling, the INMO is calling for the cancellation of non-emergency care. Is that right? If that were to be the case, what about the people who are waiting for so long now because of the pandemic for their operation or their procedure? Surely that's unfair on them.
It is unfair on them. At the present time, we have a situation where all surgery was cancelled in all hospitals in the Midwest region. And our members, following a meeting we've had with them recently, very clearly stated that approximately 8 months of surgery in other sites in the service have been postponed and suspended. So those waiting lists are growing where that surgery could have proceeded in other sites within the group. That's NS&E and St. John's Hospital. But it is not acceptable and it is not safe to have a hospital with 111 patients today without a bed.
OK, you say it's not safe. Let's see what the response from government is. Mary Fogarty of the INMO, thank you very much indeed.